the 9 o'clock service. Anybody have an idea why? I hope you had a great celebration last night and contemplated 2022 and what you think about for 2023 today. And hopefully this message will be part of that, your 2023. I'm not going to make New Year's resolutions, but hopefully we're going to make one particular resolution, all of us, this year. Each year I get to come here and share one message, and I should do it in three words and sit down. Would you like that?
No.
Okay. Well, the message is, read your Bible. Now I got to take 40 minutes to explain why and how you should do that and convince you. So if you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers will come forward and give you a Bible. If you're new here or you forgot your Bible, raise your hand. They got Bibles for you because we'll go through some passages of Scripture this morning. When you give them a Bible, do they get to keep it? Yeah? All right, great. Got a few questions to start our new year off with. Do you know that God loves you so much that he wants to spend eternity with you in heaven? Do you know that he loves you so much that he wants you to enjoy your life on earth before you get to heaven? Yeah. And I'll just talk to you. And do you know? And do you know that he loves you so much that he gives us specific instructions as to how to enjoy our life on earth? And did you know when he sent Jesus, which we celebrated last weekend, Jesus came to share the heart of God, the heart of God. And men wrote out what Jesus shared. And we have that today, don't we? In our hands, those very words, these words of mine. The text today is Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. I think it'll be up on the screen. And as you flip to your Bible and open that text, would you stand in honor of God's word and look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. The ladies are going to study the Sermon on the Mount. This is the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 7, 24, as we open 2023 in God's Word. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell. And great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching. For he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. And please be seated. My message today has 4 points. The title of the message is These Words of Mine. Point one, these words of mine. Secondly, the Sermon on the Mount. Thirdly, the whole Bible is these words of mine. And lastly, how to become wise in 2023. So these words of mine, which we just read, conclude the Sermon on the Mount, which begins in Matthew chapter 5, with these words, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Jesus opened his mouth and he taught them. How many of you would like to hear from Jesus today? What would it be like if he walked through those double doors, and he started his way up here, and he took over this pulpit, and he shared these words of mine. He opened his mouth, and he taught them. Those lucky people that day sat at the Sermon on the Mount, the foot of the mountain. They heard him open his mouth and speak these words. And what did they hear that day? The same thing that he would share if he did come through here and he stood here and he talked to us. So let's think about what they heard and what we hear from these words of mine from Jesus today. That day, they heard the Beatitudes. Things like this. I'm not going to go through all of them, but things like this. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They learned about being meek, righteous, pure in heart. It makes me think about the fine line between confidence and arrogance. Think about this for 2023. I believe as Christians, we need to be confident. God has gifted all of us. He's given us a set of packages of talents and abilities, and we're to be confident. And confident with people and in ourselves. But there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance. And sometimes, as Christians, we become arrogant. We become spiritually arrogant. We think we know more than the people we're talking to, especially the non-spiritual. Could they see us as arrogant then? So what's the fine line between arrogance and confidence? It's what this passage tells us: meekness, purity of heart. I like the word humility. So the fine line between confidence and arrogance is humility. Jesus would teach us that today if he was standing here. Stay humble in 2023. Be confident, yes, but don't be arrogant. Stay humble. What else did they learn in the Sermon on the Mount? Jesus verified next the law and the prophets, the Old Testament. In chapter 5 of Matthew 17 through 19, it says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." So he reminds us, if he were here today, he would remind us of the value, the importance, the power of the law and the prophets. Sometimes Christians just think we should stay in the New Testament because the old is old and the new is all we need. But that's not what Jesus said or would say to us today. He would say, stay in the whole counsel of God, the law, and the prophets. These words of mine help us understand that power of the whole Bible. What else did they hear? They heard Jesus tell them how to handle some of life's basic problems. What kind of problems did you have in 2022? He shared that day how to deal with things like anger, lust, divorce, retaliation, how to deal with our enemies. And if he was here, standing here, and you could have a one-on-one conversation with him about your problems, what do you think he would say? He would say the same thing he said that day on the Sermon on the Mount, right? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So think about your problems. And yes, the storms will come, the wind will blow in 2023. But how are we going to deal with it differently? The next thing he did was challenge them in these words of mine to focus on heaven and not the things of the world. Verses 19 through 21 say, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," right? So this passage makes me think about the difference between motion and direction. I think we're all busy. Did you have a busy 2022? Did you have more than enough to do? Does time just seem to be flying by? Wow, it's a new year. It's 2023. Yeah, we're all in motion. But are we in direction? What's the difference between motion and direction? Direction would be focusing on what the Word of God just said, where your heart is. Where's your heart? On the things of the world or the things of the Word? So if we change our focus this year to the things of God, then we can be in direction instead of just motion. So the difference between being in motion this year and being in direction is focus. Are we going to focus on the things of God or the things of the world? As he was going on sharing these words of mine, again, if he were standing here and he had a chance to look you in the eye and say, where was your heart in 2022? Was it on the things, these words of mine, the things of God? Or were they on the things of the world, your job, your family, your problems, your relationships? What could you say? As he looked you in the eye, where's your focus? Where's your focus going to be in 2023? And then there was still more of these words of mine as we moved to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. Could you imagine Jesus standing here saying that to you? Do not be anxious for the things about your life. What you will eat or what you will drink, not about your body. What you will put on, it's not life. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? O ye of little faith, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will be anxious for itself. If he was here, if he was standing right here, he would tell you to have a worry-free life. How you doing with that one? Can you turn worry to 2022 and not worry about your life in 2023? How would you do that? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, all these things I'll take care of. Can we take him at his word? And that reminds me of another principle, the difference between burning bright and burning out. How many of you have got tired, you burned out, you just had a tough year, 2022? You know, and maybe you do the same, but I talk to people a lot. I ask people, how you doing? Probably the number one response that I get is I'm tired. And I like to say, tired of what? Tired of your own life? It's your life. Do something different if you're tired. Worry-free life. So the difference between burning bright and burning out in 2023 will be Sabbath rest. Do you think God was busy? Yes, but he took the day off, right? You think Jesus was busy when he ministered on the earth? He couldn't touch everybody. He couldn't heal everybody. He couldn't save everybody. He always found time to get away, didn't he? And be by himself and rest. So I read a book a while back, a leadership book, and that principle was there. And the challenge was, can you carve out a 24-hour Sabbath rest every week? And I can look at your faces and you're going, I don't have time for that. I could never do that. But that's a godly principle, right? A biblical principle, the principle of Sabbath rest. So I try to say, okay, I'm kind of busy like you. Can I do that? And I carved out Sunday noon to Monday noon because I do a lot of this stuff on Sundays. I can't do Saturdays, but noon, can I carve out a 24-hour Sabbath rest to keep me from burning out? You got to try it, 2023. Carve out a biblical principle of a 24-hour Sabbath rest. Do you know how hard it is to do nothing? Try it for 24 hours. So what's the next thing he covered? Matthew 7, 15 through 16, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. So why does Jesus warn us about false prophets? Because they've always been there. They were there when he was there. They were there after he was there. They are here today. And false prophets are those who do not teach these words of mine. They don't teach the law or the prophets. There are many people in churches this morning. They're not going to hear these words of mine. They're not going to hear from the word. And I know that's why you come here, because this is a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Amen? Amen. So if you're online, you're visiting, you have your own home church, or you're visiting here today, think about where you attend in 2023. Are you attending a church that teaches these words of mine, the Old Testament, the prophets, or are you under a false prophet? And how do we know? How do we protect ourselves from false prophets? The Word of God tells us in John 15:16, that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. And I've heard it from Pastor Dave Love, as you've heard it. Anybody can bear fruit early in a ministry. The question is, does their fruit remain? And that's how you test the prophets. So stay in a Bible-believing church in 2023, a church that teaches these words of mine. And then there's a call to action in Matthew 7:24-27 in the Sermon on the Mount. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. So what's the call to action? It's to not only be hearers, but doers of the Word of God, right? That's the difference between a house built on a rock and a house built on sand. So we think about these things as we enter a new year. Those are powerful words from the open mouth of Jesus at the Sermon on the Mount. Again, I believe the same things he would say to us if he was standing here today. But I think there's more than that in these words of mine. It's not just the Sermon on the Mount, is it? It's the whole Bible. Therefore, the whole Bible is worth building your house on. The whole Bible is the foundation for life. So in a few minutes, I like to build on that claim that it's not just these words of mine that Jesus spoke, but he actually is the co-author or the author of the whole book. So let's figure that out, starting with John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in my Bible and yours, the W is capitalized. Word. So what does the word mean? Go down to 14 verses later in John 1:14, and it says, the Word, capital W, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. So he's not only the author of these words of mine, he not only spoke them, but he authored the whole book because he is the Word. Amen. Revelation 19:13 says, he is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name in which he is called is the Word of God. Genesis 1:26 says, then God said, let us make man in our image. Not the Father in my image, but our image. So there's a Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three in one, Jesus is part of that. So he's the author of the whole thing, the whole book. Therefore, these words of mine include Old Testament passages, like the Ten Commandments. So let's think about that. Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 17. Look at those. How many times do we go over the Ten Commandments? And we're going to read them because they start with these words. And God spoke all these words, saying, just like when Jesus opened his mouth, God opened his mouth and he spoke. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sabbath rest. Young people, honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or anything that is your neighbor's. So what does this mean to us? Those are the same things, these words of mine. And by the way, what's wrong with what we just read? Why have the Ten Commandments been removed from the public square? What's wrong with those words? Anything? Do you think that if we all lived by those Ten Commandments, the world would be a better place? Do you think if you lived by those commandments, your home would be a better place, your family, your community? So why are they removed? Who could object to those things? They're not the principles they object to, are they? It's because I just finished Deuteronomy in my quiet time in December, and Moses reminded the people that the finger of God wrote those commandments on a tablet of stone. The finger of God wrote the Ten Commandments. That's what's wrong with them. That's why we got to get rid of them. That's why we can't display them anymore. So maybe this year, God will give you a chance to defend the Ten Commandments with somebody. And maybe you'll remember this message and you'll say, you know what? The finger of God wrote those commandments. They're not man's ideas. They're the finger of God. Maybe you ought to look at them. They're in Exodus. Maybe you'll have a chance to share that this year. These words of mine also include Old Testament passages like Deuteronomy 28. And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, or be careful to do all his commandments and his statutes that I command you today, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. So, are you overtaken with blessings? Were you overtaken with blessings in 2022? That's God's promise, isn't it? If we stay in the Word, if we obey his commandments, his statutes, his ordinances, we will be overtaken with blessings. Wow, what a promise. But there's some that are overtaken with curses, his curses. He said he'll curse you if you don't obey. So where was your life? Where will it be in 2023? Obey, be blessed, disobey, be cursed. It's our choice. Isn't that amazing that God loves us so much he gives us the choice? He won't force you to do anything. We'll choose whether we want to be overtaken with blessings or overtaken with curses. These words of mine guarantee those blessings, those commandments, and you can be set high above, and those blessings can overtake us. Isn't that the way you want to live in 2023? Overtaken by God's blessings? So let me give you an example. Do I live this out? I think you wouldn't be surprised if I told you I read my Bible every day. I have for maybe 50 years. I don't know. So every day, that's my challenge to you. We read the Bible every day. So this is an example of how the Word of God can intersect your life. My life just as yours. The Ezra Project, after about 14 years, this was our mission. We would speak in churches. I speak in churches everywhere and try to convince people to come back to reading their Bibles. And at some point, somebody challenged me and said, okay, you're bringing 10 bushels to the Lord, but you could bring 100. Okay, I didn't like that challenge. Would you? I thought we were doing okay. So I went to the board and I said, what could we do differently? We took 3 months to research. I had focus groups. I had marketing help. We went to pastors and churches and said, how could we help better? And for 3 months, we were going to have a board meeting on April 1st, which is our anniversary, and the 3 months went by, and I had nothing to offer the board, nothing. God did not speak. There was nothing there. And I was disappointed. I was hurt. I was going to go to this meeting and have nothing after 3 months. That morning, in my quiet time, and you'll see it up here, I was in Jeremiah chapter 1. Now, I'm not going to read that, but you can read it as I talk. So I'm just reading Jeremiah chapter 1 in my daily quiet time, and I finish, and I'm getting up. And the Lord says, stop, stand up, read that out loud, and where it says Jeremiah, you put your name in it. So I did. I'm reading, and where it says, Jeremiah, what do you see? I stop. I put my name in. Alan, what do you see? And I begin to see waves of grain moving back and forth. And he said, I said, what does that mean, Lord? And he says, it means you're going to do what you've done, but you're also going to do some new things. You're going to go back and forth from what you've done to some new things. Okay. The next time, Jeremiah, what do you see? Alan, what do you see? And I wait. I'm standing there, and I see earbuds hanging down people's necks. And I'm not an earbud guy, and I don't know what it means. And I say, Lord, what does this mean? And he says, I want you to put the word of God in people's ears. I want you to create an app. Well, I am the least technical guy. Wait till you come to our table. We still fill out forms for your charge card, paper. I'm not technical. And he's saying, do an app. I don't know how to do an app. He says, I want you to do an app and put it in people's ears. So I go to my board. That afternoon, I say, here's what God gives me and us for our new direction. And they thought it was a great idea. Why wouldn't we? God just gave it to us. That was in 2016 or so. That after that, we recorded 950,000 words on every chapter of every book of the Bible. It's called Ad Bible Today. And you can get a card at the table or just download it on your phone free. Ad Bible, 10-minute daily devotion every day on every book of the Bible. Go just systematically. And thus far, over 300,000 plays have been done on Ad Bible worldwide. That's a day in my life in the Word of God. Now, I know we eat physically every day unless you're fasting. Do you remember what you ate last Friday for breakfast? No, but did it do you some good? Yes. And we eat because we need to physically. Same thing spiritually, right? I want to eat every day because I want to be spiritually mature, grow spiritually. Do I remember every passage I've ever read? No. But sometimes you have a really good meal, don't you? Maybe even last night. You had a really good meal and you remember it. And that Jeremiah chapter 1 was a really good meal spiritually that day. But I wouldn't have had it if I wasn't in the Bible every day. Spiritual food every day. God will give it to us. These words of mine are more than the Sermon on the Mount. They're more than the Ten Commandments. These words of mine are the whole Bible from beginning to end. They're a handbook written by God who loves us. An instruction manual as to how to enjoy life here on earth. A way to hear from God every day of our lives. How? By reading or listening to these words of mine every day. Why? Well, let's recap what we've learned just from the Sermon on the Mount. As if Jesus was standing here, he'd say the same things. We learned. These words of mine provide the answers we need to solve our problems. They instruct us as to how to live. They outline how God intended life to be enjoyed on this earth. His ways, his words. We learned Jesus respected the value and the power of the Old Testament. And so we should too by reading the law and the prophets, not just the New Testament. We learn to focus on heaven and not the things of this world. And we learn how to beware of false prophets who do not teach these words of mine by examining their fruit. So we go back to where we started in our text. In Matthew 7, 24 through 29, it says, everyone, everyone, that's you, that's me, then who hears these words of mine, the Bible, and does them, obeys, will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew. They did in 2022, didn't they? Health problems, job issues, family problems. The winds are going to blow. And they beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat against that house, and it fell. Is your life in shambles? Do you know people's lives who are in shambles? The winds are going to blow. The storm's going to come in 2023. Are you going to stand on the rock? Are you going to be on shifting sand? Great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching. for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. Who are our scribes today? The internet, podcast, social media? Where are you going to get these words of mine and not the false prophets? Right here, always right here. So how will you become wise or wiser in 2023? 2 Timothy 3:14 tells us, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them. I think we probably all want to be wiser. So Ezra Project offers you some tools. You don't need any of these to help you through your daily Bible reading. But if you need some structure, you need some discipline, you need some tools, you failed with your Bible reading in the past, there's some tools that will help you. That one is that free Ad Bible app. Put it on your phone. Start today in Genesis chapter 1. We're going to go through Genesis. Oh, did I say Genesis? Think about that. How long have we been in Genesis here in this church? 2.5 years? You forgot Genesis chapter 1 by now, haven't you? So if you want to roll with Ezra, you can start with Genesis chapter 1. I know Dave's going to finish Genesis sometime in 2023. But we're going to start in Genesis chapter 1. And if you get Ad Bible, you're going to hear Dr. Woodrow Kroll, the voice of Back to the Bible for 20-some years. He's our reader. So that's one way to go. If you don't want to start in Genesis and Exodus, you can use some of our other resources. So, for example, and they're all just one day at a time, one chapter at a time. So you could do the writings of Paul for 87 days. You could do the writings of John for 50 days. The writings of Mark, Peter, James, Jude, and Hebrews for 43 days. The writings of 13 minor prophets for 79 days. The writings of Solomon for 53 days. However you want to start today, January 1, there's a resource for you at the back that may help you walk through the Bible, these words of mine, better in 2023. You can become wise on your own. I get that. You don't need the Ezra Project stuff. But if you want some help, visit our table. See my wife back there at the end of the service. But I ask you to commit, to enjoy daily time in these words of mine, the words of Jesus, the word of God, and the teacher of all truth, the Holy Spirit, as your guide. Doing so will change your life and those around you. You know, he's never too busy for you. He'll be there every day for you. Are you too busy for him? He'll be there every day in your quiet time to walk you through these words of mine. The Bible is God's handbook for life, your life. And it uses it to become wise, to withstand the storms of life that will certainly come this year and keep you off of shifting sand. Stand on the solid ground of these words of mine, the Word of God, the Bible, in 2023. Let's pray.